Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. After a long, very long South Dakota winter, finally there's warmer weather, the sun is shining, and that only means one thing for golf lovers: golf, and lots of it throughout the entire summer. And if you didn't know this, there's something called the Dakotas Tour that goes in parts of South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota. And a couple of the pros are actually joining us in the studio right now. We have Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, and Tony Albano. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
We're doing great.
We're excited to be here with you. It's always good. We're just privileged to be here and excited to talk some Dakotas tour.
All right, awesome. So let's kind of start to get to know each other a little bit. I'm going to start with you, Tony. So just say where you're from, how long you've been golfing, how long you've been part of the Dakota tour. Give me the whole rundown.
All right. So I'm from Park Ridge, Illinois, northwest suburb of Chicago.
We have that in common.
Yeah. And then my dad took me out golfing when I was like 7, and then I fell in love with it. So went to college for golf and then Illinois Wesleyan, and then I turned pro when I was like 25. Been on Dakota Tour for about 4 years. So I'm excited for this season.
And you haven't stopped since?
No, not yet. Not yet. We'll see, but not yet.
All right, John, go ahead.
What's going on? This is John. I am from Yorba Linda, California. This is going to be my second full season on the Dakotas. Before this year, I played a few events sparingly for this season, and just really excited to get the summer rolling.
Okay, Chris. Some people may know who you are, but you can go ahead.
What's up, Sioux Empire? Yeah, you may have heard this silky voice over the airwaves a couple of times. Yes, Christine Manica, host of Andy and Christine in the Morning, is my fiance, so sometimes I come on as a celebrity cameo, but
he gets his humor from me, I think.
Yes, definitely. So this is my 6th year in a row being out here for the Dakotas Tour. I couldn't be happier because that's how you and I met. And I am originally from same hometown as John, Yorba Linda, California. As they say, it's the land of gracious living. That's the town motto. But I'm a full-time resident in Sioux Falls, South Dakota now. So, enjoying being out of the long, harsh winter, as you all know, and just another lovely day outside we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, since we kind of heard from John and Chris last year, Tony, how did you hear about the Dakota Tour? You know, what got your attention for the whole tour?
So in college, when I was a freshman, and one of the guys, Shane Smith, was a senior, and he came out after college, and he did pretty well. So, you know, and just kind of inspired me. So that's how I heard about it. Mm-hmm. So, and he was a good friend back in the day. I haven't talked to him lately, but, you know, and so he was out here, and I figured might as well. I did actually work after college for a couple of years because we got student loans to pay.
Well, yes.
So, especially Illinois Wesleyan. So, a little expensive. But, I worked at a desk for FH Passion for a little bit. And then I was, like, sitting there. I'm like, what am I doing? This is, I don't know, you're only young once. So, and then I just talked to a couple guys, and they said, yeah, go out there, try Dakota Tour that, like, used to play it. So That's how I heard about it.
And you probably thought, what am I doing in South Dakota? Why would I want to spend an entire summer in South Dakota, yeah. North Dakota?
North Dakota, yeah. You go up to Minot. There's really not much up there. But the people are nice, though. So that's a plus.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. John, do you want to remind the people how you heard about the Dakotas Tour?
I heard about the Dakotas Tour through a young man named Chris Gilman.
Hi there.
I wasn't a pro at the time, was I?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Chris is a lot older than I am.
Yeah.
So he told me about it, and he was doing pretty well out here. And I was just kind of thinking, if, you know, Chris is doing well, it's got to be a pretty easy tour. So I decided to sign up for a few events. And I just really liked it. It's a fun time. All the events get a lot of the locals out there. It's kind of their big weekend of golf for the year, so they're always super excited about it. You play with 3-ams, one pro for the first 2 days, and they're always having a good time. Overall, you get a lot of great guys, some gals that play, just always make the events fun.
Yeah, and Chris, since you've been doing it for the longest out of the group here, how do you hear about it?
I heard it from somebody significantly older than me, so.
I must be in a wheelchair now.
Yeah, honestly, I think he can be an AARP member by now. you never know. Shout out to Jamie out there in Santa Ana, California. But I heard about it through him. He came out in 2012 and 13 and was winning a few events. And it's not that I thought he was better than me, but it just seemed like a great opportunity to meet some great people. And the sort of cost of living and what you get out of what you put in is pretty significant. And I think for people that aren't on like a major world tour for golf, that doesn't have like a self-sustaining sponsor-based purse, if it's a self-funded thing by the amount of people that pay money to get into tournaments, I think the Dakotas Tour is the best bang for your buck in the whole country. So that definitely drew me to it, and I had a little bit of success, and I went away from it for a couple of years just because I was playing on bigger tours around North America and South America, but it always drew me back here, and thank God I did, because you and I met, and I've just made so many incredible contacts, not only in Sioux Falls, but in other parts of the region, so very thankful for that.
You can tell there's a lot of love between these guys. There's a lot of bonding, camaraderie, experiences. The Dakota Tour in general, it's just very unique, and there's opportunities for pro golfers across the country like you guys. You go, like we said, from South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota. It's a grind for the summer for the 2.5-3 months. So let's talk about that grind and that work that you guys put in. Tony, I'll start with you again for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every day you got to get yourself, you know, you're in a hotel or something or at a host. You're like, I got to go practice. I got nothing else to do. So I call John, I call Chris, I call Xander, call anybody on the tour, and you just go hang out, and at least you got somebody, you know, to practice with. It's 'cause it could get a little lonely if you're just doing it on your own. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, if you like golf, it's not hard to do this, and especially 'cause, you know, I've sat at a desk or I've done paving, shoveling and stuff, asphalt. It's like, this is much more enjoyable. So the grind is there, but at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. Now, John, for you, coming from California, the drive in itself, it's a lot just to get here and to dedicate that time for the summer.
Yeah, the drive is probably the toughest part of the whole summer. I do it in 2 days. I do like 15 hours the first day.
Wow.
Stopped, I think, Evansville, Wyoming this year.
Yeah.
And then another 8.5 hours to Sioux Falls for the first event. So, I mean, just the drive itself is just a grueling task. Then the summer feels easy after that. I think the longest drive we have is like 7 hours maybe. But the majority is only like maybe 1-2 hours max. So pretty easy travel after that once you get out here.
Yeah, and same for you too, Chris. I mean, you broke it up in 3 days.
I did. You know, at my advanced age, I need to break it up a little. And John, see, I never knew this about John, but he and I are both road warriors, and we can handle a long drive. It's not a big deal for us, but I would always ease into it because I think I would procrastinate on when to leave that first day. So I would typically drive like 8 or 9 hours and then do like 11 the next day, because once you get started, you realize, okay, I'm in it for the long haul and I'm dedicated to this. So we might as well get on with it. And then the last day is just a nice short jaunt through Nebraska to get to Sioux Falls. So that's not too bad. And to go on to Tony's point, He's right. The competition is getting significantly better out here. I wish people would just stay in their own parts of the country so we can just win all the money. because it is getting popular and you're seeing people from other parts of the country, that competitiveness really drives us to get better all the time. And for example, I was just leaving the gym at Baker Crossing. They have a gym attached to the golf course. And Xander Winston, who was there putting on Sunday the entire time we were playing the final round, he was out there putting again. So shout out, Xander.
If you are just listening, we're being joined by Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, and Tony Albano talking about the Dakota Store happening this summer throughout South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota. So, you know, I'm not one to go on the road and stay at this hotel and that hotel. I don't know that lifestyle. So when you do go from town to state or wherever, how do you come up with those arrangements for lodging, food, anything like that? Tony, I'll start with you.
Well, honestly, I've last minute when I'm on my way to the tournament, literally, I get to the, like, just for this last tournament we just played, I got there Wednesday night and I didn't get my hotel till 1 a.m. Wednesday. And I got in at 2. So I just check the cheapest hotels and see what happens. And then, but sometimes you get a host house and you create contacts with guys. And then if you're lucky enough, they'll let you, you know, stay at their place. And that saves you quite a bit of money per week. But yeah, and then you pack up all your stuff for the next tournament and I go to the next one, call a hotel when I get to the town. And see where I'm staying. That's about it.
Isn't it a little stressful, though?
Yeah.
You know, well, just because, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is stressful, but, I mean, all I need is a bed and, you know, a fridge to put some food in, and that's about it. So I don't really need luxury or anything else to... So for me, it's not that stressful. I'm kind of a laid-back person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot less stressful for Tony. Second on the money list last year. Yeah. He's not struggling for money, guys. Don't feel bad for him.
Well, John, so for you now, after experiencing the first like full tour of the Dakotas that you did, how did you feel, you know, after last season compared to right now?
Just a lot more prepared, which last year there was a lot of uncertainty on like what I was going to be doing like day to day. Just like a lot, like not too much time between events, but like just enough where like, do you want to just practice or get a game together with the guys? So just a little bit more routine now, just regular practice schedule and maybe play once or twice in between events. And then as far as the housing goes, I got a host at all the events last year, which was great. They're all kind enough to let me stay there again this year. So it's nice seeing some familiar faces heading back, catching up with those hosts and, you know, just kind of catching up with old friends.
So, Chris, I'm going to ask you, when you're on the road, what is a typical golf tournament weekend like? Why don't you break it down?
If it's in town here, let's say it's in Sioux Falls, because we're lucky enough to have a few that are Sioux Falls based, and it simplifies things quite a bit because you don't have to drive anywhere, obviously. So let's say we're playing the Country Club of Sioux Falls. We're all centrally located right here. So typically Thursday is the practice round day. If the event starts on Friday, they're typically 3-day events, even though we do have a couple of 4-day events, which start on Thursday and end on Sunday. I mean, you do whatever you can. Like John said, some people like to play more. Some people feel they need to work on something in their game and they'd rather spend several hours at the start of the week hammering it down to get prepare for the upcoming weekend's event. But I'd say most people play practice round on Thursday, you know, to get some last minute preparations in. And Friday, typically there's a morning and afternoon wave. So about half of the field will play in the morning with amateurs and about half the field will play in the afternoon with amateurs on Friday. And then they will flip. So the afternoon people on Friday will play Saturday morning and the Friday morning people will play Saturday afternoon and then make a cut And if anybody has watched Full Swing, you know what a cut is, so don't have to go over that. But the rest of the golfers will try and win first prize money on Sunday and hand out the hardware and do all that good stuff. But it's I would say if it's a three-day event, once Thursday afternoon rolls around, it's strictly golf, and you know pretty much 100% what you're going to do on the weekend, and you're in that sort of mind frame already. And I'm sure even in your practice round, you're thinking, oh, yeah, I remember this hole, or I remember this particular shot that I hit last year or the year before. And so it brings back good memories, hopefully good memories. Hopefully you didn't mess up on a hole the previous year. But I think that goes to what John said a few minutes ago, where he feels more comfortable this year just because he has a routine already set in. And I think it's going to show out in his play and in his scoring.
Well, John, how do you stay focused? How do you block out any distractions?
There's really not many distractions out here. I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, you come out here to golf. That's what we're here to do. Yeah. I mean, there's really not much to do other than golf. I mean, you just...
Mini-putt.
Yeah. Yeah, and even when we leave the tournament course, we'll go to the mini-putt course, and really just a lot of relaxing, just kind of practice all day, and by the time we leave the course, we're just drained, get some food together, and just call it a day.
Yeah, so what do you guys do typically when you're not golfing then? Because you mentioned relaxing, John. So, Tony, what do you like to do?
Well, we definitely go out to eat a lot with the guys, and... But, like, yeah, you do have so much downtime. You kind of have to, like, work out, like, find a workout schedule, maybe do some stretching. I like doing yoga every once in a while. I think that kind of, like, helps with my, like, even, like, meditation type thing. But, like, you have so much downtime, and then I'll just putt more in my room or something. Like, there's not much to do, like John said. But yeah. You got to – I mean, that's what we're here for. Like, you know what you're signed up for. Yeah. You know, you're playing golf for money, and you're trying all you can do – to like every shot matters. You just want to get your mind right for a week or all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Like it's a job, and you treat it like one. And we are, when you play something or do anything at a super high level, you can't not love it, because if we didn't love what we do, then all of these hours we dedicate to it would feel like work. And I know sometimes some of the things we do can feel tedious to us, but we know it's all in preparation to actually make sure we're ready. And even if it's not for this particular week's event, we have a long-term sort of goal set in mind that we go, okay, we want to be ready by next week or next month or for Q school at the end of the year, because we want to move on to bigger and better things. But in the meantime, that cold hard cash, you know, it spends nicely. So, if like Tony said, that's why we're here, and it is our job, and so we treat it like it.
All right, if you were just listening, we are talking about the Dakotas Tour that's going on this summer in South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, and Tony Albano are in the studio with us right now. So everyone is from different states. John and Chris are from California. Tony's from Illinois. What do you like about Sioux Falls? You know, what draws you to the city and what gets you to keep coming back?
Like Chris said, the money on the tour. This is one of the better tours like you can find, you know, the purses, the payouts. So about Sioux Falls, I mean, there's some good food around here, some good restaurants, but what draws me back is the golf. And there are some nice golf courses too. So like on our off days, we'll play some, either that a course is on the rotation of the tour, but, or just some other ones that we find and practice at, and you know, that's why I keep coming to Sioux Falls.
John, you liked it the first time, so you came in for a second time.
Yeah, Tony kind of hit the nail on the head there. The money's nice, especially with host housing. Just reduces costs of your overhead, which is great. price of Coors Light out here is a lot cheaper than California, so we like that as well. Yes. Yeah, just a lot of good places to eat. I mean, underrated food spot, Sioux Falls. I found a lot of good barbecue spots. There's a spot Looks, very good. I eat there probably 4 days a week when I'm here. And yeah, really just the golf. Golf what brings me back.
And Chris, your favorite restaurant, your favorite activity?
I've always enjoyed coming to Sioux Falls. It's funny, I was chatting with one of my playing partners on a tee box, and it was his first time here. So we were talking about how Christine and I met, and it's like, yeah, didn't you notice around here, everybody's got a smile on their face, regardless of whether they're born and raised here or they're a transplant from another place. And I know Sioux Falls has a whole lot of transplants lately, but it's just a really cool city. It's a great melting pot. I think it's combined a lot of great aspects of a lot of different cultures and different people from different areas. And just everybody seems happy to be here. And you don't find that in every city. And so that stands out. That stands out to me.
So once the Dakota Tour wraps up for the season, what's next for you guys? Because obviously when you guys play, like Chris mentioned, this is a job. So what is the goal for you guys? Tony, I'll start with you.
You try to make enough money out here to pay for Q School. That's how I do it. And so then Q School for the Corn Ferry Tour. You try to get through that. And like September through what, like November it is? Yeah. Early December will be the final. Mm-hmm. And then if you try to get status on a bigger tour, like, and then there's other Q schools you do later in the year. But I go home and I have a buddy that has a paving company. So that's what I do if I'm ever home because he needs help.
And so, Q School, for anyone that doesn't know, that's qualifying for the Corn Fair.
For the Corn Fair, yep. And there's
part of the PGA.
Yeah, there's four events. Four rounds, except prequels, three rounds. But yeah, and you just try to make it there, because then once you're there, you know, you can make more money for and actually sustain a lifestyle. Yeah. So that's what you're doing here. You're trying to make money just so you can make more money.
John, what about you? What's the goal?
You know, just get through Q School in the fall. Once we leave here, it's kind of Q School season. You got DP Q School, Corn Ferry Q School, and Asian Tour Q School all in those fall months. So kind of pick which ones you want to do. I'm going to be doing Corn Ferry Q School this year, which starts, I think my site's the third week of October. So got a few months to practice, get going with that, and hopefully just try to get to the next level.
And then just to wrap it up here, once again, we're rejoined by Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, Tony Albano. People who live around the Sioux Empire and people who are able to visit North Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, there are chances for people to go check you guys out and to go watch the tournaments. So I think you should give a recommendation of the tournament to go check out. So your favorite tournament. I think I know the answer to this one, but I'm just going to let you guys answer it anyway.
Fox Run, Yankton. just kidding. Great, great golf course, but not the premier event of the summer by any means. Probably the Pro-Am Jam in Sioux Falls at the Country Club. Get two great nights of concerts. Always a really good event, well-run. Course is great, one of the better ones we play. And then a close second's Yankton, Hillcrest. That event's been good to me the past 2 years. Really like that place. Good town, good food. But yeah, probably still going to have to go with Pro-Am Jam here.
I would agree with that, and especially for people in the Sioux Empire. It's the closest one that has the biggest draw, obviously because of the concert. But anybody can show up for the golf side and watch. They build a couple different spectator viewing areas that they play the music way too loud, but it's really fun. It's a big party. It's a big blowout for the members and the people playing in the tournament themselves. And I'm sure I'm sure if you think about it, you know, somebody that's playing on the amateur side or the pro side, come check them out. It's a whole lot of fun, and hopefully snag yourself a couple of concert tickets too. We don't know who the acts are yet, but they have two on Friday and two on Saturday every year, and it's a huge party. So I hope you guys can make it out for that.
Yeah, Tony's the same answer for
Pro Am Jam is definitely it.
See, that's, I didn't even have to ask that question. Yeah. I already knew that answer. Yeah. But once again, Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, Tony Albano, and there is an article on all the results Town Square Media websites about this year's Dakota Tours, along with the dates of the tournaments that are coming up. And if anybody, you know, has any more questions about the Dakotas Tour, what's the website? Where can people go?
DakotasTour.com.
All right. And once again, Chris Gilman, John Yoshihiro, Tony Albano, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back.